Hello and welcome to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm Jeff Kelly, news editor. A recent analyst report found that just under half of all enterprises run between 3 and 5 business intelligence systems or tools throughout the organization. Some companies have even more, upwards of 6, 7, even 10 BI systems. Many of those organizations would undoubtedly like to consolidate their multiple BI systems to a more manageable 1 or 2, but doing so can require significant planning and investment. To help get your business intelligence consolidation efforts underway, today we're speaking with TDWI Director of Research and Services, Wayne Eckerson, who'll share his insights and tips for standardizing BI systems. Before our conversation, here's a little more information on Wayne's background. He has 17 years of experience in the IT industry. He's covered data warehousing and business intelligence since 1995. He's the author of many in-depth reports, a columnist for several business and technology magazines, and a noted speaker and consultant in the BI industry. His book, titled Performance Dashboards, Measuring, Monitoring, and Managing Your Business, was published by John Wiley & Sons in October 2005. A recent Forrester Research survey found that a little under 50% of enterprises currently use between 3 and 5 different BI systems throughout their organization. What do you think has brought us to that point? Has it been because of acquisitions or uncoordinated BI strategies or something else?
Well, I'd say a combination of both. Mergers and acquisitions certainly add to this situation. A lot of BI traditionally has been purchased on a departmental basis or even a work group basis, where a power user, you know, has been charged with delivering information to an executive or a manager, and they'll go out and purchase a tool and start using it. Or a departmental head says, hey, you know, we need to deliver more consistent reports and get away from using Excel. Usually they don't do that. They do a combination of Excel and multiple BI tools. But, you know, from an enterprise perspective, once you start adding up all these individual and departmental and work group decisions, you do have an uncoordinated BI strategy, and the mergers and acquisitions certainly compound that.
So, I mean, are there benefits, though, to using multiple BI systems in an organization? I mean, essentially it seems to me it would give kind of the users different options to analyze and see data. Are there any other benefits?
Well, the rule of thumb is that you should standardize on tools for given purposes. And once you start having multiple tools to support the same purpose or the same type of functionality, that's when you really start to have problems. So I don't think anyone these days will say one tool can fit all needs. One tool can certainly fit a specific set of functionality. For instance, you'll need to have or standardize on a reporting tool that will generate the majority of your production and management reports. And a lot of these tools now provide some level of interactivity for those receiving the reports, and in many cases allow users to extend or modify an existing report to create a slightly new version without having to go to IT. So it behooves a lot of companies to standardize on a reporting tool throughout the organization, because that obviously gives the organization economies of scale, reduces overhead and maintenance and training, and allows you to get better deals from the vendors based on volume discounts. So, but there are other sets of functionality, for instance, predictive analytics, OLAP, scorecarding dashboard, where you might want to have another tool that will better serve the users who are engaged in those types of activities. Generally, we see companies standardizing on at least a query reporting and analysis tool, and then a data mining tool or predictive analytics tool. Also, you know, search types of tools are usually unique and distinct.
So what are some of the other drawbacks, though, of having these multiple BI systems? Would it include, it would seem it would make it a little more difficult for IT to manage multiple versus one BI system. Are there any other kind of big drawbacks to having multiple BI systems?
Well, certainly, even if you do it right, as I suggested, you're still going to have, you know, a handful of different tools that users are going to use. And, you know, obviously, the more tools you have, the more overhead in terms of training and maintenance and license costs and things like that. But you don't want to scrimp, you know, especially with your power users. Power users, I have found, you really can't be gun-shy. You really can't enforce standardization there. You really want to arm them with the best and most powerful tools that they're comfortable working with. The thing that you just need to avoid, or the thing that you really want to standardize on, is the data. That's more important than standardizing on the tools. And the problem with power users is that they tend to create very quickly large pockets of analytical silos, you know, desktop databases, renegade data marts, spread marts, as we've called them. So the key there is let them use whatever tool they want, but when they publish something for the organization, they've got to publish that in a very standardized way using data that's been blessed by the organization, by the IT department, that's valid. It's consistent with all the other data that's being published in the more standardized reports.
Okay, that's interesting, because I was wondering, as companies make the decision to standardize on certain one or two BI systems, for instance, what are the implications kind of for the underlying data warehouses, databases that feed those BI systems? How important is it to, as you said, kind of standardize those data sources?
Well, I think that's the holy grail, is for an organization to operate with a single version of truth. So everyone's operating on the same score. There's no arguments about whose data is correct because they've sourced it from different places at different times. So it's really important to standardize your data. Now, that's difficult, too. And certainly, it's the reason companies still invest a lot of time in data warehouses. But there's also a need for a lot of ad hoc analysis. And a lot of that ad hoc analysis involves data that may not exist in the data warehouse yet. So each organization has to come up with a BI strategy that takes into account how to handle what power users are hired to do, which is to explore data wherever it exists and bring it to the organization in a way that makes sense, but without undermining the consistency of information. So, in other words, if it's a one-time analysis and you're pulling and scraping data off of websites and competitor sites, maybe some syndicated data, none of which exists in the warehouse, and you're combining that with warehouse data, and you know you're showing your executive some competitive trends, well, that's fine. But once you start to standardize that kind of analysis and the executive wants to see that on a weekly or monthly basis, then you might want to start bringing that data into the warehouse where it can be scrubbed and validated and cleansed and synchronized so that people are, one, you automate the process and you relieve your analyst of having to do spend a lot of time manually scrubbing data, things that IT people are paid to do. So you automate the process, and then you make sure that the data from these diverse systems is truly integrated, truly reconciled, so that you're making decisions based on truth as opposed to bad data.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like in some instances it's less important what BI tool you're using, but that the data is consistent throughout the organization.
Yeah, I think that would be a good rule of thumb to follow. That being said, for the general user, the casual user, it really pays to have a standardized set of reports being run off a standard platform to achieve those economies of scale.